Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, these days there's a couple things I'm looking for. A lovely crisp white that goes beautifully with the springtime.
Okay.
And then a red that's going to go with some lamb chops, because that's what I'm fixing this weekend.
I think I can take care of both of those.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I'm going to Bordeaux.
How about that?
How about them apples? Okay, so a friend of mine who is an importer, Frank Agostini is his name, and he has these Frank signature selections, all French wines that he brings in, which are normally just really lovely, is now back in the market full tilt boogie. And I tried six wines from his Bordeaux portfolio, and these are really good. I mean, to start it off on the white side, I started off with a wine called Château Haut d'Ambert. And this is an Entre-deux-Mers, which is the area sort of between the two rivers, and that's why it's called Entre-deux-Mers. Really interesting wine, 90% Sauvignon Blanc with a little Sauvignon Gris and some Muscadelle. Classic crisp white peach and pear flavors, a little bit of citrus quince and a nice minerality. And this all wraps up in a $14 price tag. So I thought it was a really nice spring white to jump into. A little more substantive is Château Couston, which is a 2013. Now, this is a white Graves. So the blend here is going to be a little richer, 45% Sauvignon Blanc, 45% Semillon, a little bit of Muscadelle blended in. This was really appealing because it was literally mouth-watering. You tasted it, the acidity in the wine, you know, giving nice floral notes with some peach flavors. Again, brilliant acidity and just pucker power. It's wonderful.
Isn't it nice to encounter some Semillon?
Yeah, it is.
It's such a lovely grape.
It just fleshes things out so nicely. So,
words exactly.
Château Couston, really lovely wine. Now, moving into the reds. Okay, the big word these days, hopefully changing soon with the change in the dollar and the euro exchange rate, but it hasn't happened yet. But Bordeaux tends to be expensive. So I tried one called Château Pasquet. This is just an Appellation Bordeaux Contrôlé. It's a 2013. It's a blend of Cab Sauv, Merlot, Malbec, a little Carmenere, and some Petit Verdot. Sort of a classic blend. All of $15. Good deal.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, nothing over the top complexity, just good red fruit with little notes of toffee and some finely grained tannins. But for $15 for a nice red to just throw into your dinner mix, I think that's great. Moving slightly up the scale, a Bordeaux Supérieur called Château Lodac, 65% Merlot, a little Cab Franc. This one was a little fleshier, ripe berry with a currant and a subtle spicy tune, at about $20. So, you know, staying in the reasonable range.
Still reasonable.
Now, we're going to get a little more pricey here. This was an Appellation Graves called Château Lusseau. It's a 2010. I love this wine. Full-bodied, silky, good acidity with fine tannins, wonderful spice, cassis, and black fruits with notes of tobacco. I mean, there was a lot going on. This one's going to sell for about $35, so this isn't breaking the bank. And if you want a great Saturday night dinner line, wine, Château Franc L'Artigue 2010 Saint-Emilion Grand Cru, 70% Merlot with some Cab Franc and some Cabernet Sauvignon. Wonderful. Spicy, black fruit, plum, anise, cedar, and earth with a nice fine-grained dusty tannin, and it's all of $45.
Hugh, what do you think the lifetime expectancy of this?
Well, those were both 2010s, and I think they've got at least another maybe 5 to 10 years to go. Easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
Good.
So I liked these wines a whole lot. I thought they were great values.
Yeah, well, a good $20 Bordeaux
is a deal.
That's a real deal. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.